The dog or the deer jumped from the Amoresh Gag and it broke some kingdom by jumping. So the Gemara, the deer, if it was next to the wall, if the it tapped because it jumped, so it jumped because it jumped, had it fallen and not jumped, the fallen, then it would have been potter. Because the main is jumping, isn't she? Falling is the main is. So the Gemara had it difficult. Because if you're able to get off the chair and say the brain is higher, I mean, if I did that act, I want to look after my animal problem. And the animal level went up on the roof and it jumped off and it would have broken a key by jumping at the chair and I'm fired. So even if actually didn't jump, it fell and the brain has happened, I should also be fired. It's positive chair, but say the brain is higher. So why if it falls on a key, do we say you're pot? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara said, no, the key was very, very close to the wall. Since it was so close to the wall, had it jumped, it wouldn't have landed on the key at all. But it missed the key. So was he Pesher regarding his kelim? Well, not. So this animal wouldn't have broken it. It's only because it fell and it broke. That's an anus. An anus, your problem. So it's not the loss of chair, the safe of anus. It's called the anus. He let the animal drop and move. The animal, by letting it go on the roof, cannot cause any damage to the kli. Only way it can by falling. That's an onus. An onus
is a bot. I think you have to consider that it might fall.
Animals don't fall. Right. Well, winds fall.
It fell.
Yeah, it was an onus. Obviously, every onus that happens, you can say, why happened? If I put up a load on the roof, and the roof, even the seer came and threw it off. Right? Your potter, because it's an onus. I hit somebody on the way. If somebody were Avnik Sakir Masai in the roof, and the wind blew off, and they hit someone. So everyone's real shame, it's a hurricane wind. Your potter, you're not hurricane, because maybe there would have been a hurricane wind. Either it was a hurricane wind, there would have been a hurricane wind. Okay, that's a fluke. It's called an onus, and it's not hurricane. If an animal fell off, it was an onus. It's not normal for animals to fall off. They normally keep their balance. So maybe your potter, that's possible. So when we get to the question, so the question we had asked last week was, we left on Thursday, if the animal falls, we say a potter, because it's kulei pshia, kulei oinus, right? If it falls, your potter, because kulei oinus. Why is it kulei oinus? This animal could have jumped and landed safely 2 meters away from the wall, and then walked back to the kli and broken the kli there, and it would have broken it. So if so, it was a pshia.
I was drinking. What were we
drinking? You left your animal walking around. Yeah. You left your animal walking around without you left your animal unguarded. The boy did it went up on the roof, it jumped off the roof, and then walked back to the clean and broke it. So had it done that, had that animal walking around the street and it would have broken the clean, I was being a chayim, Job Shia, on the street, which is anything. I'd be a chayim, Shia. So here also, I left my animal on the roof. The animal can jump off, that can do, that's not a onus. And then it's like walking around on the street in the garden below. And then whatever it does after, it's going to be chayim. So why do we say that your potter, the kli, is next to the wall? It should still be a shear. It's true, the only way you can fall on the kli is by onus. But you can land safely away and then walk to the kli and break it that way. That's the question we have.
The animals are more close to the wall. No, but they're not close to the wall like that. You know, he's walking towards the vegetation. He's got anything to go eat some vegetables.
Okay. I like the first question. It doesn't even stress your first question.
Well, doesn't tell us that if the animal jumps and causes damage from jumping,
then it's pshir.
Huh?
Then it's pshir.
Then it's pshir?
It jumps.
If it jumps,
it's
the shear. So then whether or not it lands on the animal, on the object, and breaks it as the shear. Or if you're going to walk over to it, it should also be the shear.
That's repeating my question. Right?
Yeah,
okay. Very good. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, but
we don't want to repeat it, but we need to give an answer.
Yeah.
The question is, if you are Bishir, right, then you're chayef for any Bishir that happens. If I leave my animal walking, leave my animal unguarded, then moves into somebody's garden,
yeah,
and stands on its vase and breaks it, I'm going to pay. So what do we have here? We have a kli right next to the wall. So the only way the animal will fall on it is through an oinus. But animal could jump and land on that ground safely and then walk to the kli and break it.
So then
you'd be chayiv. It'd be chayiv. Why then we should say if it's next to the kli, next to the wall, you're bottom. If you're by Shia, then you're chayiv, even for the oinus. So I was pishay, wasn't I?
What else?
Well, if the animal jump off the roof, this is what could have happened. The animal could have jumped off the roof, walked over the kli and broken it. That would be an pshia. So, Bu'adin, if an oinus happened, I'll be chayiv as well. But also, if she saved a bonus, chayiv. So, what was the oinus? The animal fell on it. That's an oinus. And was I pishaya? No. The garden is vast. Was I pishaya?
No.
For falling?
No. Not falling. Falling is an oinus. Was I pishaya that I let my animal loose in a place where it could have damaged this vase?
Yes.
Yes. So, what's Allah with Chosim Shev, the saver of oinus? Chayiv, Namon. So the oinus was the act that fell on it. It's true, that's an oinus. If you're chayiv of pshir, so here was a pshir. This falling was because I didn't look after my animal. Now, if I looked after my animal, and had I not looked after my animal, two things could have happened. It could have jumped and broken it by walking, situation one, or it could have fallen. Had it jumped and broken it by walking at PA, Shia. Falling is an onus. But since by me being negative, letting my animal have a possibility to do A, even if it does B, I'm going to be chayim. That was the kasha. Right? Okay. So you asked the answer before. Not because it's next to the wall, that wasn't my answer. No, you asked the answer that we have to say, Tanakinta, we have to say, we're talking about Kli. It would not have broken unless had a big weight falling on it. Some walking on it wouldn't have broken. The weight of an animal falling from two floors up, that's what would break it. So if it would jump on it, it would break it. If it would fall on it, it would break it. But what walking will not break it. We're not talking about a glass bar. We're talking about a more of a more sturdy type of utensil. And that's all we'll have to say. Don't we have to say because we have this question. Question? What's the
wall? What, they don't go closer to walls?
No, that's the other test. We didn't go with that. No, go with the first one. That's not true.
Why is it true?
Simply not true. I have to prove that animals don't walk next to the wall.
Yeah.
Do walk
next to the wall. No, he doesn't walk next to the wall. What if they're produce?
Okay.
Jumping far away from the wall, you can go back to the wall. If there's any jumping, why is he jumping there? There's nice strawberries.
He doesn't want to hurt himself. That's fine.
What?
He doesn't want to hurt himself. Because if he falls and hurt himself. How is he going to go? Until what? Until the shelf?
Down the stairs in the house. Stay away. I'll see
you're from New York. To the Yorkshire, something, and to learn to live with the animals a little bit. And then you'll be able to talk. Right now, you're too much in concrete buildings.
Take the elevator.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's the answer. The answer is, says Rav Nachman Bar Tomish, we have to talk about it. The kli is a type of study kli that will only break if it's heavy thing falls on it, either jumps on it or falls from it. So
does it say that?
Does it say right here? No.
Okay.
No. This is a kimta. Kimta means you have to make up a situation. Otherwise, I'll have to look at
it. Why
don't
you say that?
Oh, okay.
The whole thing we're saying is plus if she gets up her bonus, is that they're not related. So, in other words,
they're not related.
If it fell and hit it, you're popular. So now you're going to say, well, if it would have jumped and then it would have taken 3 steps backwards, okay, then you can kind of rental. That's not what happened. You have to look at
your push.
You You're a pesher for what?
God in his
for the garden jumping.
God in his city, no. You're a pesher, God in his city.
For jumping.
Anything. What is it?
For jumping.
For jumping and walking.
Walking on. Not God falling. Falling on
the oinus. But the pesher is jumping and walking. And the oinus is falling. And I'm looking at the philosophy here. If I was pesher the onset and the safe boy was oinus, you're chayim. So I was pesher, let the animal loose snake of jumping and walking.
What? All that is onset. We call that
start off in Richard,
and you started running. Every would have jumped, and then he would have walked.
Then you're pushing.
Then you're pushing.
So what?
But here, put some crash, or would have jumped and walked. In any of those cases, you'd be totally pushing.
Yeah.
But that's not what it fell.
What does philosophy share and saying about this mean? What does that mean? And you have been for one act.
And
it's different act. And the
problem is that
we're going to tell the positive shift in the sky. If I have a question, if the positive shift in the sky, so why did you put the animal fell? So he said, because the tree was so next to the wall that the animal wasn't jumped on it. So what if it wasn't jumped on it? It was jumped and then walked back to it the front of it. Through the wall, thank you. You'll be sure who would have done that. That normally is an onus. But since you're a Bishem letting animal loose, that would have broken, could have broken that key. You're right for any instance that key gets broken due to that. That's the. Okay, so that's the Kim that we have to say. Remove the mask to it. Right? That's the only shot that I have at the moment. Otherwise, you have to learn like Yossi. Animals don't walk next to the wall. Okay. Also,
go to his fall. Instead of fall for me and then stand on something like that.
Some other came to the animal couldn't have broken the key.
And it's just by only walking.
And that's the problem. So. I'm saying a sturdy clear, you've got some other kind of there's electric wiring next to that, they won't be able to walk there. Be zapped. Whatever it is, it won't be able to.
Well, that's it.
Very good. All right, we're all there. Amar and Zvi, the Shmei, the Rav. We're up to Amar and Zvi, the Shmei, the Rav. See what it is?
Yeah.
Amar and Zvi, the Shmei, the Rav. Pa'omim. There can be instances that even if the animal falls, it'll be a chayev. Oinus. Could be oinus. Why should be chayev? And Rashi says over here that it means to say, even if you're to some shiur, you say when it's bottom, it'll still be chayev. Even though normally by oinus, even if you're b'shem in the beginning, if there's oinus in the end, you'll be bottom, here you'll be chayev. Why should that be? Why should it be chayiv? Mishkach azor kiddo b'kuisol v'u'ol with a weak kuisol. Mishkach kuisol. You know what happens? If you stand on a, if an animal stands on a weak wall, the bricks aren't being held up so well, then what's going to happen? Then maybe they'll stand on there and the bricks will fall down because it's standing there. Yeah? So, even if it falls, a weak wall, that the pigs will fall. And for that, you'll be chayv. To my view, what's the case? You should have thought they're not allowed here, the pigs will fall. Yeah, okay, you're right. The question is, it finishes off. Okay, we can do the tune in a minute. Mind you, the should have thought the knock on Aki that the bricks will fall. That's the reason why he's a Bishaya. So,
that's Aki.
Of your bricks.
Bricks.
So, ultimately, not the Aki, the bricks didn't fall, went off, you know, and he fell. The bricks didn't fall, it fell. Or they, the Kerem Nigdi, yeah.
Did the bricks move at all?
Huh?
Did the bricks move at all?
At all.
I mean, when you say it's Renua, does that mean that, is that it's not, it's, it did before, but it's not stable?
Not stable.
So, so it could have been like hybrid, say, and it contributed to the fall?
Yeah. Well, when the animal fell,
yeah, it not steady land. Well, why?
Yeah. Okay, one sec. No, The Gemara said that what the Rosh Hashir would say maintenance is possible.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, in this case, you'll be chai, right? So the only reason why it should be chai because it has to be something like a shir. Because if you have to chai, say when it's a potter, then why would you be chai? It has to be a shir. So the Gemara was looking for what the shir was. So what the shir was, that when the animal would go up there, the bricks would get loose and the bricks would fall. So that's that would be a shir. He says the Gemara, so you say the bricks didn't fall. And the animal fell, they fell, right? So it's still Tchilasim Shiva Seva Ba'inus, so it's still called Oinus. Now, David said that the bricks were shaking, that contributed to the animal falling. If that would be the case, then it wouldn't be an Oinus, so it would be a shame, right? So the Gemara understood the bricks, the wall was shaky as such that the bricks could fall, but if they didn't fall, it means the bricks didn't move, and the animal fell on its own. That's what the Gemara understood.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara understood. So why should he be a chayyeh? The only reason why he should be a chayyeh is because maybe you should have thought that the bricks would fall. But if the bricks didn't fall, then you're back to the same story. The animal fell. The animal fell was an onus. It's not something you have to expect the animal would fall without the bricks falling. The bricks were still up there.
So if a brick fell, and the brick didn't break the cleat, but the animal fell because of the falling bricks, then an animal fell on the cleat, then that would, the whole thing would be
Shear. Yeah, yeah. So let's now read it back inside with a bit more of a tune. It says the Gemara. Oh, my Zid. Shmeidor. Pomim. Shafilu. Nofru. Namichai. Sometimes, even Nofru, even if it falls, it's going to be chai. Even according to the Manoa, hold your Nofru potter by Ines. Hey, you'll be chai. Shkachas lo bekezu. You have it with a weak wall. Think the Gemara mighty. What's the case? That you're going to be chayiv. The burden has to you should have thought the nafal alchi and bricks will fall. So you put nafal alchi, bricks didn't fall, men nafal ino, and they fell. So it's chilasim shia v'seifu boines. It's chilasim shia v'seifu boines. Oh, right, you shouldn't be chayev. We come to the man, Omat Chotzim Shiva, so we're in his bottle, you shouldn't be chayev. Everyone got the question? I can tell you a case when sometimes you will be chayev. Now when? Right. The bricks fall down because of it. What? The bricks didn't fall down because of it. So we shouldn't be chayev. Only they fell. Who said maybe the bricks didn't fall down? I think the bricks didn't fall down.
Sounds like stuff. Said so.
Who said so?
I thought it said so.
His mother was answering the question. I can tell you a case. You know, I can tell you a case when if it falls, you wouldn't be a color. You know what? When it falls, with the bricks. That'd be a case you're a color.
Mm-hmm.
What's the mother going to do when it fell without the bricks? I'm telling you a case you would be a color. You want to be a color when it falls with the bricks. I'll say, if it didn't fall with the bricks. How do you know it didn't fall with the bricks? I'm telling you again, it'd be higher if it falls with the bricks. No, isn't that what we said? Oh, my Zid said in the name of Rob. Pa'omim, Shafir and Nafnu.
The animals fell.
Yeah. Namichai. How? Mishkakaslo. Because they're all. Because they're all that what? Then they fell down. Why? Because the wall was. Was shaky, and therefore the bricks caved in and they fell. It said, Noflu, sometimes Noflu will be high. Sometimes Noflu will be high, and with the animal, when you have a shaky wall,
the wall didn't break.
Well, what have you done? Where do you see in the words Noflu that the wall didn't break?
If the wall's broke, it comes.
Our mission. Our mission was indicating that Nafu is always going to be
good.
He's coming to be mechaden. There are instances that you will be chayim. Our mission wasn't talking about those cases.
Right.
Our mission doesn't mean
so maybe this is when the wall is going to collapse with it. Then we'll be
chayim.
Maybe it's not going to be. How do you know that?
She's
going to be chayim. Their word from is it possible to see in his words what you say, or is just a swear that you meant to know?
What
I want to understand the question I'm asking. If Zid tells us that even by not going, you can have a case, you'd be fine. I'm going to tell you all the cases when the wall is shaky and the bricks are going to fall, and then you'd be fine. So, what's the Gemara? The Gemara said, yeah, but the bricks didn't fall. How do you know that? I'm telling you a case when you'd be fine if they did fall with the brick. How do you know the bricks didn't fall that you're
if they did, you'd be fine.
That's what Zid said. Zid said, I'm telling you a case when you'd be fine. If this was what Zid said, only in a period not knowing that we're fine. Even if it falls or they fall, you'll also be fine. We had the deer that, according to my non scholar, she was a very faulty of people. But here, I've got a case, even not Rowan Bichai. Just trying to read simple reading. There'll be a case of Bidon Opera Namishai. You must not tell me that. There are cases, where even when it falls, you're going to be Bichai. Why? The Gemara says, we'll establish that with a shaky wall. Mind you, that it was asking. So that's the case. Shaky wall, and the animal is going to fall. So now, why would there be Bshia? Because the bricks are going to fall. Says the Gemara, but the bricks didn't fall. How do you know the bricks didn't fall? I'm telling you a case. The bricks fell with the animal, and that's why you're going to be tired. How did it fall? What's the Gemara asking on, back on the Zid? Zid, tell you a case when you're going to be high because of Bshia. And that's going to be because it's a shaky wall, and the bricks are going to fall together with the animal. But I don't understand. You should still not be high because the bricks didn't fall.
Commenting on our mission.
Commenting on our mission. That one. Our mission said they're not being part. Why? Because
the animals are there, nothing else falling with them.
Oh, I did the same. What did you say again?
The mission was talking about only the animals falling, nothing falling with them. So if he's commenting on our mission, he's talking about the same scenario.
Says the Rashi. Very good, yeah. Very good. Steiner.
The end of the cane. The end of the cane is also the end of the property. And his property had his bricks fell on his own cane. And it was certainly the end of the
animal. Again, sorry, Bianca.
If the wall was rickety, the property owner's wall, the property owner's cane, and if he had a rickety wall was always on his own cane, he certainly hadn't got any claim against the end of the animal.
Who says that the owner's wall is rickety to his cane? It could be this person's garden next to the one who's got a rickety wall, right?
Yeah.
You're making a bit of an acute to that. So the shit of a kibetzis. Mimtoima. Beloiku, why don't we establish it? But the novel inu, v'archi. Then they fell together with the bricks. Therefore, in Abakash, it's called some shir. So if you see it, v'ishloima. It's really Tamunda, the Zvid Amma Promish, Shapir Nofu Chayovim, Daigme Masnisi, you've got to do it from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is the time of the Gov, so Nofu Luktoim. But also, maybe the Nofu Inu Lukudai. The Mishnah, which is the whole basis of the whole story, was talking about when the animal fell on its own without the bricks. And on that, Zvid was commenting and saying, despite the fact that animals are returned, sometimes you would be high for it falling, even if you're on some ships and rain is bottom. How can that be? A rickety wall. Rickety wall? Well, what happened if the bricks fell with it, then it's not the same as the Mishnah. So we're not talking about a case where the bricks fell with it. We're talking about where the animal fell on its own. So who cares? It's a rickety wall. At the end of the day, it was a penis that happened. The animal fell down. It was a penis. It wasn't because of the bricks. That's because of the bricks from the foot with it.
It was a constant report. It was, he should have been on guard.
He should have been on guard.
He didn't know whether the bricks were fall or not.
He was Meshav. He was Meshav. But what happened to Meshav? It was Peshea, but the onus was the animal fell on its own. An unusual act happened.
Right.
What happened? But he was Peshea. So it's Chilosim Shev Sefer Bainus. Now what's our offer? Chilosim Shev Sefer Bainus. According to the fundamental rules, you're potter. So you'll still be potter. So that's what the Gemara is asking. We're going to talk about rickety wall. But in the end of it, it's a deal called a Mishnah. And the Mishnah, you one thing fell, the animal, nothing else. So why should you be chayv? So what if it's a rickety wall? It would have been good that bricks fall and everything didn't fall down. Maybe it's still be part.
See, there's sort of the thing. If you look at the most scenario, because the Mishnah is only the animal that's doing it. Is that a significant thing?
Yeah, because it was going on that. That's what was
on the mission.
On the mission.
What's the difference if brick fell with it or not?
Oh, if a brick fell with it, I was b'shem. I'm for that. There was a b'shem. The animal went up on the wall, and it's very mistaken that this animal will fall off the wall because the bricks are going to give way. But if that's what happened, then you were b'shem. Of course, you're going to be chayv. It didn't. It's not what happened. It's not fair. Well, the story beats that way. And what happened?
It was a right scenario.
And the problem, the owners had the animal pushed, slipped down. The owners.
And were not contributed by the bricks?
Not contributed by the bricks. Okay.
And what was the happening of the Gemara?
The happening of the Gemara, why should we think that you should be chayim?
Yeah.
If it was, so what? So but the might have the owners, yeah.
Right, other than the regular case.
Yeah. Yeah, hard. I don't have a good answer.
What did you
have? Reuven's asking, well, what was happening? If the animal fell on its own, that's what we were always talking about. So what if the wall was shaken? Why should that be a reason why it should be high? The falling was an anus.
Right,
so the bar suggested it happened enough, but it doesn't seem to have any basis. You know what? There'll be a case where you'll be high. For onus, right? The wall was ripped. Right, so what? So what if the wall's ripped? Why should we try it?
It contributed to the animal's fault.
It didn't.
But it's not. That's
all thing. That's all thing. We see.
So why is it like a rickety? The animal's on top of it. Never. The animal and the wall.
It's ripped to you, but that's why the animal fell.
That's irrelevant.
That's irrelevant. Why do we need it?
Right.
Yeah. Good dog.
Well, that's why it's not changed. Yes. Whether or not it's something that you should have thought of. So the same way that you should think that if I have a wall which is about to collapse, that bricks can fall off of it, I would also think that if a wall that's about to collapse, an animal or a person will fall off of it. So what happened, why are we calling that a bonus?
I didn't have to think that the animal would fall off without the bricks came. That's what happened.
I would think that if anything up there is likely to fall.
I didn't have to think that animal would fall off without the bricks caving in. I didn't have to think that. And yet, if that's true, you didn't have to, it'd be possible. The Reuven is asking, so what was happening in the Gemara then? Why did the Gemara think that? It's the Gemara. Very good, Lord. Let's permit the Gemara's kasha, but okay. So it says the Gemara, by Tzricha of a crystal tzah. We're talking about a narrow wall. And they understand the answer to the Gemara. So let's see some Rashi's first. Rashi. Shafil and Oplu Chayovim. It's the first white line. Shafil and Oplu Chayovim. Shafil and Amanda Oma, even called Amanda Oma, Chilosim Shiva Sevain is Potter. Even called the opinion of holds that generally Chilosim Shiva Sevain is Potter. Mishka Kaslov, because of the war. You can have it with a kosher rod. Shema kehagag. the Rashi, it's not the wall that's shaky, it's the ma'akeh agag, it's the fencing around the wall, is ra'uah. Even regarding the nefilah, it is a shir. He should have thought that maybe the wall will fall down together, the bricks. At the end of the day, the bricks didn't fall. They're not falling, and they fell. Even this since in the end of the day, the bricks didn't fall, ain't so very shia, there is no shia.
Wait, we're taking for talking about the maka. When you torch it for the maka around your roof, that's so that people don't fall off, mm-hmm. not so that bricks don't fall off. Mm-hmm. So if the maka is ruined, who cares if the bricks didn't fall off? But how did it fall off? That the purpose of the maka is to protect. It's not for bricks. It's the light.
Animals don't normally fall off.
People don't normally fall off either, but the
same. So you have to look after people that shouldn't fall off. But if an animal, the person does fall off,
we say you're going to be responsible.
No, he said, right? So you have to make sure your house is safe.
What about force Rashi to say that it's a maka? Why couldn't it have been the wall of
the wall itself? Yeah. The next Rashi also said that we'll see in a minute. Both points is because on Tsar, we'll see in the second one. Shemaka Gag Tsar. The answer to the Gemara is talking about Kisol Tsar. What does Kisol Tsar mean? As Rashi, it means we're talking about Kisol Shemaka Gag Tsar. The fencing around the roof is tsar, v'doku, and squashed. It's very hard for him to stand there. Narrow, v'doku, and squashed. Yeah, meaning there's not much room there. But v'chiyenichem, v'reishet gag, if you leave the animal on the gag, havalei lasukei daite, person should have thought, the kotzi ammake, you will jump, the animal will jump on the market kedarka. That's normal for animals to jump on markets. And mina ma'ake got brackets, okay? The mina ma'ake should sound awfully. And from the market, which is narrow, it's going to fall. That's the first mile of Rashi. So Rashi's telling us that for some reason we're talking about a market, not talking about crystal something. So what's pshat? Because we're going on the case of the Mishnah said we're talking about Risha Gag. What walls are there on the Reish HaGag? It's the market itself. That's the wall. The wall is the market itself, around the Reish HaGag. The animal jumped on that wall, and that wall was shaky. The animal will fall. Made the Gemara, that's so what? The animal didn't fall in the end of the day because the wall was shaky. It fell because it fell. You see, I've got to use it. The animal jumped on the market. Again, I'm talking about the market, the wall. It jumped on the wall. The wall's very narrow. And since it's normal for animals to jump on walls, and it's an arrow wall, it's normal also for them to fall. It's also normal for them to fall. Mele, and you appreciate that. So once we say this terrace, are we talking about a shaky wall anymore?
No.
That brings your question back to life. We spoke about a shaky wall before. And what was having a minute before about talking about shaky wall? And it's not even a mascara. We're speaking about a non-shaky wall that is very narrow.
Rav Zvin said the word za'ua.
Right.
It's a tzah.
Right.
It's za'ua. And now we're saying it was za'ua and tzah.
Good question. This achina. Question on me, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This achina, tzah mishul. So Yossi does say question on me. Now I'm saying we're not talking about Kaiso at all. So, which is it?
Yes.
Okay. I hear your point. Now let's go back into the Gemara and you tell me whether we're talking about Kaiso at all. The Gemara says, you know the answer? We're talking about a narrow wall. The what? So what if it's a narrow wall? It's all right. So, what if it's a narrow wall?
It doesn't have space to walk.
It doesn't have space to walk.
And it's a wall.
And one second. It doesn't have space to walk. And therefore what? That will fall. It makes a difference if it's a wall. Even if it's a very sturdy wall, if it's a very narrow fencing, the animal doesn't have space to walk, it'll fall.
No, because it's slow. You have it
slow.
It's narrow and it's wobbly. It's way more likely that it will fall.
Naturally high. When it's not wide, when it's not narrow and it's wide and the stones are not held up properly, it'll be able to do the balancing trick and we'll be able to walk off without going off the bricks.
It would be nice. It would be nice to say something like this, like a maskim, and it'll help remove its kasha. That's going to tell you one thing, what the Shitta says on this. The Rashba also said it. Shitta brings it. Even if it's not shaky, it's normal if it's a jump. And even though it's narrow, you won't realize that a jump on it and then a fall off it. The Rashba says, the Rashba says clearly, we're talking about a case. Well, even if it's not raw, right, then the answer is like it's narrow, it's already enough. So it would be nice.
He said, We're changing the words now. Completely.
Your Zid said one case of Kaiser or that one we threw out. Said, in the end of the day, the animal is going to be an animal fell. It wasn't a mixer fell. So it's still being called Shir. Most said, you tear it. Well, it's here with what it's out. So I just said earlier from the Rash that we're talking about a strong wall, but it's narrow and never fell. If we would learn like you're suggesting, which I would never discount completely, if we learn like you're suggesting, which also answer your question, then it's not a completely new answer, it's a continuation of what Zid said. Zid said that it's a Kaiser wall. And we're going to add, it's not only Kaiser, it's a narrow wall. So therefore, what? Therefore, it's a Pshir. Why does that make it now shit? Because it's a shaky wall and it's narrow. So if it's true, maybe like Yossi suggesting that if it's a shaky wall, it's harder to keep its balance. And it's narrow. As long as it wasn't narrow, it would have been able to keep its balance. But now that it's narrow and it's a shaky wall, it's hard to keep its balance. And then maybe it would be.
Then you don't even have to go with Sarabel. If it's a shaky wall, it is.
Yeah, you have to put the two together. I mean, Zigmar knew that if it's shaky wall, but it's wide, there's no reason why it should fall off.
Right. Is Ravid saying
all in the gaps?
I thought the Gemara is giving an example of what Ravid's case was, not what Ravid's saying himself. So who says that he's talking about a Kelso Ruvah?
But the Gemara today, that would be the question on the Gemara. The Gemara suggests that Haberman is very different. Yeah. Right. That, like you asked, so if we could put the two together and say that it was a shaky wall and it's narrow, if it's a wide, the wall didn't collapse, but it's a wall that's shaky and it's hard to keep it balanced. And it's very nice, we don't understand how many it was, it just didn't fear eyes. Let's see, oh, it's a case of time. But Nirashba clearly said it's not the shant. Even if it's not shaky, and in Rashi, is there any dick in Rashi? If you look in the Sarma Chile, the side that we have on the side of yours, you know, we had the in brackets, we had these words, the Makash should turn off. And what's another Gilsa? They have a Nopal Kristal, the Nopal Inu. That the wall fell, can't be talking about the wall fell on the cave, because if the wall fell on the cave, there's nothing to talk about. We said before, it didn't fall together. I don't know what to do with this other Gilsa. But
the bricks fell further away, the animal fell on top.
So we could have said that right at the beginning. Kaiser Ruah. You don't need to talk about Tsar. Just say Kaiser Ruah, the bricks fell somewhere else, and the animal fell on it. So for some reason, we didn't want to talk about it. So just the animal fell. Even if it's narrow, the wall didn't fall. So this gives on the side of the limit. Then I have a chloride and actually one way or the other. But I have a Rashba. The Rashba, the Shitta brings it down that the ones we say, this answer, we don't need the first answer. We're left with the Reuven's questions. Why did the Gemara suggest that answer in the first place? Yeah. It was Zvid who said Kaiser Ruah. Although that didn't help him. Zvid said somebody can also be fired. You have to say when. The pastor of the Zvid said the Kaiser Ruah. Okay, that's the difficulty at the end of the Gemara. And we're left with that. What was the Habermin of Kaiser Ruah? The Maskam of the Gemara was, if it's a Kaiser Tsar, it's something you have to expect, that the animals will jump up onto the wall, and then because it's a Tsar, they will fall off. Yes, well.
When we're saying that the bricks didn't fall, maybe it doesn't mean the bricks didn't fall. Maybe it means that it was a bad wall, and the bricks fell, and the animal fell. And he said, so that was a Pshir. And he said, yes, but the bricks didn't fall on it. And therefore, the fact that the bricks fell is irrelevant. It didn't fall on it, and then on the animal fallen, that one fallen on this.
You run it because the bricks fall and animals on it, and it's going to fall with it.
I understand that.
So but you run the lines. It's something to expect. If you're expecting the wall to collapse, you're expecting the animals on it to collapse.
Right, so I think what everybody's saying is if the bricks would have hit it, you would have been tired, but the bricks didn't hit it. The only thing that hit it was the animal, and that we're going to call it on this.
Why? That won't be like a bridge. The animal's on that wall. The wall fell, and it fell. Why is that like that? It should be tired. And then the government said, no, but we're not talking about that. We're not talking about the bricks fell. Okay, we're not talking about bricks fell, fall. So why is it? Why is it shit? It's just an item. So we're talking about a narrow wall, and since it's narrow, it fell off. Yeah, the or is a good or so we asked. Let's go right in the Gemara. Tono Rabbon. Tono Rabbon. Right, so this whole Gemara, by the way, it was only if you hold the Gods of Shiv Zeruinus, you are hot. If you hold the Gods of Shiv Zeruinus, you're higher. Higher. Yeah, anyway, right? Even if it's a wide wall.
No.
Why?
One has to go through a way to learn about a case that it has to be a nice specific matter that he was Moshele. I don't remember the detail, but we learned that maybe gold or something.
Yeah, you're right. It's actually not to share, but that's how we passed it. That you only put God's of Shiv Zeruinus in Eschai if for God is clear, I was Eschai.
Regardless
of the other chair.
So by the bricks falling, by the bricks potentially falling, didn't have something to do with the animal or much of it. It's two different things.
Who?
You have told me, you learned Tosfos each other.
Ah, yes, yes. Kiddush. That's which Machlokes Yishonim, that when we see Tosfos Shiv Zeruinus in Eschai, then maybe it's only a chayv if it's the same av. If it's a different av, then we're going to see it's going to come based on the other one. If it's the same av or different av. Let's say I was b'shea regarding Karen, but what happened was Shem. Is that called, am I chayv? It's possible to share the two words.
Do you remember the exact case for the scenario?
What would be a case?
Yeah.
In your case, you just said, only if I was b'shea regarding my animal jumping up, which was shem, a regular. So on the roof, it could jump off. The mice, what happened was the animal knocked the wall down and the wall broke. The wall breaking is within the body or ash or something like that. Not Shen, not regular.
This scratching the animal.
Not the animal, not the wall. Not the wall, maybe it would be Ash. So would you be high for the Lord to achieve his everything? I mean, so we're going to see that for Pesach Av, this second thesis. A whole bunch of Shen. So what do you want to say there? So when this animal, when these walls, are, when the bricks are falling down, that's not regular. The bricks are falling down, it's some type of bow, it's something I left a bow lying around. And therefore, although it's a share regarding the regular, it should be time for the vote. Okay.
We learned something about this.
Yeah.
This is not expanded. It has to be
expanded. And one thing we learned, about some shares over in this, we learned that it has to be on this item. That's what I'm going to say, Dalton Shiv Zeruinus, something you shared with that, but this way we learned, it has to be on this item. That if I was to share regarding this item, even if the Oinus happened regarding this item, I'd be right.
Let's say one side of the wall was rickety, but the animal jumped or fell from a different side of the wall. You can't say because Oshiyah is for the Oinus, much better. Let's say a different side of the wall was rickety. Or you can say, oh, he was Moshiach because he went.
Or you didn't know what you just had. There's two gators next to the wall. Two game makes a wall, and he was Bashir regarding the outer Kli, not regarding the inner Kli, he won't be Chai. Then we had to play in the shame, he won't be Chai. Why? Because we've got this clear wasn't Bashir. That's not going to help us in our story here. But there is another Kli which we're going to see soon, to be my item, properly. It is another. another limitation of the Shiv's Avoinus, that it's also spun to some Rishayim, big Machlokes Rishayim, that that's limited to the same arm. Maybe that would help us. I'm not sure how exactly. Maybe not. I'm just saying that this answer which you give about Kreisel Tzar is only relevant, Machaya, in a case of the Gemara was going. Amen, or the Gemara said, Amen, even if you hold Chosp Shiva, say, but in his potul, you'll be Chayim. What's the case? Kreisel Tzar. Kreisel Tzar, that's where it would be. But if we hold Chosp Shiva, say, but in his Chayim, is it relevant, this halach of Kreisel Tzar? Is any nafgamina? This whole discussion, if you're supposed to share with Sibir Yitzchayim. See, anyway, the animal falls. Anyway, time, if you have to share for jumping. So, is that nafgamina ever, if it's nafgamina, if it's narrow?
Where's the clean look, Kevin?
Good. Very good. If it's very against the wall, then normally you'd be potter because it's not chosim shir. If it's a narrow wall, you'd be chayim because it's not a minute even a maisim for us. But chosim shir, so even this would be chayim, it still would be an afkamina by narrow wall if it is very next to the wall. Have a look in the Rosh Siman Zayin. That's I quickly show it to you. Oh, well, can't you know where to find it now by now? It must be able to. Yes. The Chesky, you found him?
I'm sure it's one of them.
Loud. Maybe you want to share with them. Everyone else has it? Maybe you can see them base. And off and die.
Nine. Nine.
It's in the middle of Zion. Zion is made up of two parts. The middle of Zion is the Mishnah. A mist and a sneeze and flee. I tell you about this. Fuck down a big base. Yeah?
Okay.
I can't remember if you should come here. No? What did you say?
I'm a rabbi.
We've not looked to it. Says the Gemara, says the Rosh. Hey, Chid, the Kaun with Kedim, the Gabi Kreisel. When you put in a situation where you bring the Kedim very close to the wall, then the philosopher would say, Boinus, when it's entirely onus, Shaloy Hoyu Uyin Nisholok Kvite, they shouldn't have broken by jamming. Then you're going to be bottom. If it falls, I missed that three words. In Nakutur, if it falls, your pot, the vacuum is not. If it falls, it's pot. Then, in which case, when it's very close here to the Macau, we can't get in the double case. Why? And you can also say the bonus, Shaloi Hoyo Uri in the Shamil of the Kvita. We might be old. Then the key is a long key. The Risha Ephod Rachel Kumina Kreisel. One side is further away from the wall. The Risha Ephod Kumina Kreisel. One side is very close to the wall, but not far in the Belmish of Rural. And it broke it. It broke in a place in Corridor, but it's still Chayom. Why? It also reshears. So, very in time, the Havet, it also reshears. It's Shabbat Burok. Big pizza. It's because of Shear because it could have broken by jumping, right? And so, if a mind is going to be there, and a mice, right? It's going to fell So we hold. Had we passed into both and shim to go in and have basket. And I came out of the crystal song. If it's in our wall, I'm feeling not low chayobi, even if it falls its high. I'm in the field of portion. So the question I was asking you, the Gemara said they all come to Mount Lord's Gossip Shiva and say, but maybe this is bottom. If it's in our wall, you'll be shared. But we hold, and the Rosh just said, we hold your chayim. So what's an afkamin if it's a narrow wall? It says, in short, an afkamin is so near the wall that there's no pshir. Because if it jumps or miss it, and the only reason why it's a pshir, the only reason why Harold, the only way I'll make it be by hoarding, normally an onus. If it's a narrow wall, then you're going to be chayim. Not coming even a nice for us, if it's a narrow wall. Very good, inshallah. Back to the Gemara. So if I make a little quiz, how can you have a case? What's the difference? I'm going to report for my guinea pig here. Now I'm going to pick on Yossi, okay? Yossi, you ready for it? Okay. If an animal jumps off, if I let my animal go on the roof, and it jumps off and it breaks the clear, it's possible. That's possible. I don't need you to tell me, right? But what would be the din if the animal fell off the clear? It fell off the roof. And broke a key. Would I be chayv or potter with a key? Very good, that's done. Now you want to elaborate? You're right.
If the key was close by the wall and it was regular wall,
very good. And if it was?
And if the key, the cottage was sloped. Or if it was narrow and a hook, I would be asking just narrow, a narrow and a hook.
What is what's really that?
Yeah, there's no room to walk.
Is that narrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not, because it's like the same
thing. Zavadon just says,
wow, yeah, but that expression.
Good, everyone. Very narrow.
Zavadon.
Okay, so not very narrow, but very narrow. So basically, it's for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Even if the
king
are by the wall.
And if the
king is long,
if the king is long,
and you would be able to reach it by Kvinza and it fell, so Kaya.
Come to everyone. If you want to cross the chips, everyone is part of all you If you want to cross some ships, over any spot that it fell, you fall. But since we passed again, not narrow.
Oh, not narrow.
Since we passed and cross some ships, over any spot, you're going to be a chayim. You're right. So, halach lamaisa comes out, then you're always going to be a chayim, unless the knee is right next to the wall and the wall was wide. Right. If the wall was narrow, or if the knee was further away, or if it's a long knee, you're going to be a chayim.
Now, if there's no wall at all, in a wall, let's be honest.
There's right, no wall, but it just fell off the roof,
right? Right. And it just,
yeah, it's yeah. But again, only if the thing is right next to
the wall. But if there is a wall, but the wall's narrow, they're going to be high. It's funny because there's more protection,
yeah,
they're going to be high from that case.
Because normal animals jump
will be enticed to jump on this narrow
wall. And they don't come, it's narrow, and they fall straight down. Okay, very good. Reaction managed to be reciting the sugar very well. We got Tana Avona now. We've run out of time, unfortunately. Tana Avona, where do we have to get to? Have you started yet?
Yeah.
So, is this place?
You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
At least in the shower.
Right. So, you have to work on that a little
bit. Oh, we didn't understand. What
there are some words that maybe are a bit hard to understand. Apit Mipit means they swap drawers. Instead of Apit Mipit, we talk about the base, which means they change their roles. Normally, a dog jumps a certain way and a key jumps in a different way. And this time, the key jumped like a dog does and a dog jumped like a key does. Okay, that was might help you in your travels. We have in stasis, Odomatanago. When you learn stasis, Odomatanago, have a look at Rashi. There's my biggest Rashi Tasis with all of the ago. Yeah, you will.
Yeah,
okay. That's my biggest Rashi Tasis there. My biggest Rashi Tasis all of the ago. And when you get to Upper Meter, the place in Upper Meter, then you have the big Kiddush, which we mentioned, we're going to be behind, and that can also cheer and save a bonus if it's from a different arm. What would be the difference? So have a look at what you think places hold on that point. From that point. If it's a different arm, what would be? Which you all know about to give the definition of so off, it means it's the end of the
ship. What would be
for Rish Chodesh Nisan, next Wednesday, Yad Sashem.
This one?
No.
Shabbos and Monday.
This Wednesday. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're right.
Wednesday night. So Wednesday's our last day.
Yeah.